Hello, and welcome to Evolving Consciousness, the podcast where you discover more about the invisible world of energy, consciousness, spirituality, and all the things that help you create your dreamiest life and business yet. Here's your host, Stacey Hartman.
Many of my clients go into the dark night of the soul almost instantly when we start working together. It's like that intention for quantum leap growth and shifting and acclimating to new energetic frequencies naturally drives people into darkness. And it's such a beautiful, awesome, incredible process. The first phase is the dark night of the soul. And the invitation in this is 100% surrender and deepening into the discomfort. It's like not resisting the discomfort, observing it, taking it deeper, amplifying it, feeling the pain, the depression, the worthlessness, the not mattering, the insignificance, the not belonging, all of those deep inner critics. It's surrendering and falling deeper and deeper into them. And the deeper we surrender and trust the discomfort and allow it and experience it and actually even experience the beauty in it at the same time that it's happening and crazy uncomfortable, it's like a lesson in holding opposites in a way. It starts to crack into where we see beauty and grief, and yet we're still fully experiencing the grief. And then as we continue to surrender deeper and deeper into it, eventually it just cracks and it's like instantaneous. And that's how we know it was the dark night of the soul. It's not like a gradual coming out of it. It's one night we go to bed and the next morning we wake up and the sky is clearer and we're like, oh my gosh, I'm back. I don't feel that way anymore. And it's like a very kind of instantaneous, the dawn after the dark. And then comes our next invitation to surrender. So sometimes people will be like, oh my God, I'm back. And then they get back into action. But actually this next space is surrendering deeper into the peace, deeper into the being and experiencing of peace and presence and soaking all of that energy. And it really is like living in that and just being in it, not trying to push our way along the process any faster. So the new level of surrender was surrender into discomfort. Now it's surrender into peace. This is where we have one job and one job only, and it's to nurture this new vessel that is walking the earth, because the dark night of the soul is like now the phoenix is wanting to rise. And before the phoenix can fully rise, it really is this deeply nourishing, nurturing time where you're only job is to do anything and everything that brings your soul peace, happiness, joy, connection. So spending a lot of time in nature, maybe having some body work done, listening to music. It's just being. Then as we fully integrate and acclimate to that, something else cracks open. The downloading starts to come. So now we crack open the crown chakra and we start receiving massive downloads, creative downloads, and they're coming from source. And that cracking open of access to source for these creative downloads comes from the deep surrender of the dark night of the soul, the deep surrender of presence and peace. And then all of a sudden, boom, like now the energy is starting to flood into the system. It's pulsing into the system, like massive creative energy. This is phase three. And then with phase three, our only job is to now be in the expression of those downloads. If we don't express out the downloads that are coming to us, or if we also don't give Gus directive on the downloads, it becomes really overwhelming. We start to be like, I can't keep up with all of the things that I'm channeling or that's downloading into my system. It needs to move. And this is when we use our voice, use your writing, that you express out, you visibly are seen in the expression of the downloads that are coming to you. This is the game of synchronicity. This is those downloads are coming as a part of the divine orchestration that when you express them out, the right people at the right time are receiving the information and the expression, and it is transforming. It is like healing anybody and everybody that comes into contact with it. And all of that was done through divine orchestration. So again, our human role in all of this is as we receive the downloads, to write, to speak, to express out, to be seen, to allow witness to the expression of these downloads. And that's tapping into this synchronistic grid, this oneness kind of place. Then the next phase of all of this is receiving. And so the synchronistic grid's fully activated. There's synchronicities and coincidences happening all over. You're already experiencing some of these things just falling out of the sky. And now it's just receive. The receiving phase is all about allowing the material to come to form. So as you are being seen, as you are being sought out, as you are being received through your expression, and you are seeing the opportunity to help people deeper through your coaching or through your gifts or through whatever it may be, now it's receiving the material in exchange. And this is how Gus compensates us for this process, for being the human experience of God in that version of God. That's really it. And then eventually we hit the dark night of the soul again, and we do the process all over again. And this is how we continue to spiral our spiritual evolution, our consciousness evolution, is we just go deeper and deeper into this process. And what's really beautiful about it is it's very validating. And my hope is that when you understand this process, we can just be in it because we know what's coming next. We know without a question of a doubt what comes next. And we know how to be with what's next in the next phase. And then we can be in the next phase. And we just are able to surrender into and trust the process even more.
Thank you for tuning in and your contribution in raising your own frequency in the entire collectives. For more resources and bonus material, check out the link in the description of this episode. Until next time, happy manifesting.